Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's weird on your body right now? It's a very simple question. 1-800-947-3979. Anybody got anything weird?
Nothing particularly weird. I've got a wart on one of my toes that I've been trying to get rid of for like a year.
All right, that's weird. That's weird.
That I hate.
A year? Is that a lot? That seems like a long time.
Yeah, well.
Can't you just get one of those wart pads and shove it on there?
Well, that's what I have like a cream, but like you put it on there because I went to the dermatologist last year. Oddly, I'm going today too for my yearly. But. They go, well, we could just freeze them off, but then, you know, then it'll be hurt for a while. But I could just give you this ointment. It's a lot cheaper, and it, you know, it takes like a month or whatever, and it'll be fine. Okay, great. But you put it on, and then your toe starts to hurt because it's working, but you're losing skin, and it hurts. And so you pause, and then you start again. And then there are a couple of times where I go, ah, it's gone. But it wasn't quite. And then it, where it is on my toe, I would just forget to look at it and not think about it. And then at some point, I'd look, and I'd go, damn it, man. That thing's still there.
Is it giant?
That's decent size, yeah.
What causes warts? Obviously not toads.
You're sinning.
Sins? Yeah, it's sin.
Masturbation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, if it was that, Jesus, I'd only be one giant wart.
Tears.
Oh.
I would have that thing frozen off or lanced off or whatever they do so quickly.
If I had known, I would have. I've had a couple... In the past, I had one on my hand, like in college, and it didn't take that long to get rid of it. But that was because I was seeing it every day, so I'd go, oh, yeah, put the ointment on. Mm-hmm. But where it's at on my foot, I don't notice it, and I forget. And I go, ah, crap, stupid thing is still there.
I got some lumps on my head.
Lumps on your head?
Yeah.
I've had to do some phrenology?
I've had like one or two of them. I think two of them I've had removed.
Oh, the cyst, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. You did that when we were shaving our heads.
Yeah,
you really,
figures.
Yeah, kind of worked out for you.
Really timed it perfectly.
What do you think is the taste of the material that's inside your head?
I assume that it's kind of mashed potato-y.
Oh.
Yeah, I wondered if it was like a thick liquid or more of a pureed.
I bet it tastes like old penicillin.
Pureed solid is, okay. I think that's a very good description
okay.
of it.
Okay, yeah. There is a difference, you know, between pudding and mashed potatoes.
So I have some red spots that have showed up like in the middle, lower part of my back.
Mm-hmm.
They're circles. And if I didn't know better, it looks like ringworm, but it's not.
Oh. Is it itchy?
No.
Is it raised?
No.
Do you think it's from your worms?
What worms?
Your butt worms.
Pinworm. Your butt worms.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You guys remember when Freebeer tried to make it sound like everybody had pinworms, and then he was the only one on the show that had pinworms?
Yeah.
Just a dirty
Is that
boy.
How it went?
I didn't have
I said
worms.
You
did say it was super common, and then we had that, like...
The gastroenterologist
that poop doctor.
Said that almost no one... He's seen it like one case in his whole life. He gives colonoscopies like 10 times a day.
Yeah, I did hear... we had another doctor write in and said, of course he doesn't. The people that... go see him just spent hours cleaning out their bowels.
Yeah.
Fraud. Yeah. So, nonetheless, probably not that common, 20%. So about right. but yeah, so I showed him to my doctor a while ago and he said, oh, doesn't itch, right? Doesn't hurt. No, they're not raised. Doesn't bother you. Okay. But now there's more. And I'm just waiting for them to show up somewhere where people can see them so then I can start freaking out. Because it's not making me freak out because they're out of sight, out of mind. But then once in a while, you turn around. I don't know what they are.
So
when you
they're
look
like,
it up, it makes it seem like I have all sorts of terrible things.
So they're actual individual little dots, like little spots, mm-hmm. or is it kind of more like a rash?
They're about the size of like when the teacher would give you a star, but it's a circle.
Oh, that's
Have
large.
You tried connecting them to see if the devil is trying to send you messages?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, or if it's something like interstellar.
Do you think someone's trying to communicate with me from another dimension?
Yeah.
Yes.
But through your skin. You're okay. You're the library.
Oh, who Kelly, what do you got? So Kelly's got her phone out.
I
no
do.
Doubt.
Well, I took a video and sent it to my friends because mine aren't little red dots, but I had this like perfect little circle freckle thing show up on my back. And then
like just one?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, is that raised? That's weird because I've had to get stuff removed off my back. And then like a couple days later, I look like a constellation. I've got like a circle, little purple, perfect little freckle right there. And then boom, 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 all around it, looking like a like somebody's trying to send me a message from another world.
Weird.
Look, that's the back. That's my back right now. I've got a video. I think I sent it to my girlfriend, so I'm probably cussing in it.
Maybe it's just,
or know, I'm talking like how I talk when I'm not on a mic.
Some kind of a rash. Or
so I sound like a clown.
I mean, it's hard to hard to see, but.
Yeah, like it's just a perfect circle with little freckles around it.
Hmm. Oh.
Isn't that weird? That just showed up a couple weeks ago. Can you see it now? Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Huh. And they go all the way. I can't, like, I've got gym shorts on in that picture, but it goes all the way down my butt cheek and around. They're so weird. It's like a little alien touched me or something.
That's kind of weird.
Kind of hot, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Kind of lonely.
Yeah.
Kinda. Most loving touch I've never felt.
Yeah.
Mine kind of looks like.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
That's not mine, but that's kind of.
That's a problem.
That does look like early ringworm for sure.
Didn't like that. My doctor said it's not ringworm.
I do not like when doctors are not as worried about things as I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, yeah, like this should have a name, right? Like,
yeah.
You've seen it.
He said he thought it was a form of eczema.
Okay.
Oh.
Or what's the one?
Psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
Okay.
I have that on my scalp.
It's no
big deal.
Well, it wasn't when it was just there, but now it's like multiplying.
That's what I don't like is when they don't show the same concern that you have. Like, well, a month ago, this wasn't here, and now it is. So something is happening in my body to make this
to be fair to
show
my,
up.
To be fair to my doctor, I think I undersold it. Like, it was, we were about to leave, and I went, oh, by the way, what's the deal with this? I didn't know it was going to keep going. So
yeah.
We just got a text from someone that I don't know how to feel about this. It said, I have a hair growing out of my tear duct.
Oh.
Like, what do you do? Like, if you pull that out, you're going to feel it. In my mind, if you pull it out, you're going to feel the hair and the roots pull out somewhere deep in your
You
got to
do it, though.
Yeah, probably. And then, so much water will come out.
It probably tickles so much when you blink.
Oh.
It's just the feeling of having an eyelash
probably,
all the time.
It probably is a plug, though. Yeah. It's just keeping all the tears in.
How could you have a hair growing out of a tear duct?
Pull that thing out. You're just going to be bawling.
Yeah, have somebody make you cry really hard. And then while you're crying.
Yoink.
Yeah, it lubricates it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or trim it. Just keep cutting it down.
Yeah, when you go to get a haircut. And they ask, like, oh, do you want your eyebrows, too?
Steve, you say, would you let someone trim a hair in your tear duct?
In my tear duct.
Oh, boy. This one, I have a mole growing inside my belly button, and it rubs sometimes. I don't care for that.
Oh, God.
This text, I'm a nurse, can handle almost anything, but the taste of a cyst drainage has made me queasy.
Stop it.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, Steve. You're so gross that you brought that up and said that. And indicated that in any way.
This suggestion says that I have crop circles on my body.
Oh,
so, yeah, it's back
aliens.
To aliens.
Yeah.
Again, back to the aliens.
I don't know. What's weird about your body? That's what we're asking. Let's see. Someone says, I have tinea versicolor. Nope, that's not it.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Somebody said it's an abundance of yeast, but it's not the same.
Oh.
My circles are red.
Oh, yeah, I used to get those little, like, yeast patches or whatever here and there. They'd be, like, all the little white dots or whatever on your arm. And
Never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Maybe you have vitiligo for pink people.
Yeah, have you thought about that?
No. No, have not. Until now.
You are the pinkest person we know.
That's weird to say.
But true.
Me and Peppa.
Where's the lie?
As in the pig. Not as in salt, comma salt. Tommy, you have diagnosed me. What is it?
Yeah, a caller just called in and said that they had something similar to what you had, and they said it was called pityriasis rosea. And so I looked that up, and I didn't see the picture you held up.
Pityriasis rosea.
What did you say? Red pedophile?
What?
I was only half listening.
Rosea, I think it was.
Oh, pink.
Okay, so so that one, Tommy, it says the rash typically starts with a single large oval-shaped patch known as the Herald patch or home base.
Oh, home base.
You got a Herald patch.
On the chest back.
You went to home base with Herald?
Oh. Herald left a little patch.
It's Herald like a newspaper might be a Herald, not Herald. The name.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Sure, don't man.
Hark the Herald, name. Angels sing, that kind of Herald.
Yeah. How do you know? You've just learned about it.
I didn't have a giant oval-shaped home base Herald patch. It's usually pink or salmon-colored and may have a slightly scaly texture.
That sounds like you.
Yeah.
It's like describing your whole body.
This isn't that fun. Within a few days to weeks, smaller oval-shaped patches may appear all over the body, following the ribs in a Christmas tree pattern.
Christmas? Oh, why does Christmas keep getting brought up in this? First it's Herald, now it's trees?
Yeah. You treat it with myrrh?
The rash typically lasts 6 to 8 weeks. Nope, this ain't it then.
Oh.
What if this is Jesus rising through you, and this is how he comes out in patches?
What if Jesus came back like that, like the famous song? He came back as...
Herald.
Herald patch.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Oh, yeah, and then he goes
on
the voice.
So it was written, so it was foretold.
Yeah.
Our Father who art in heaven, herald be thy name.
Yep.
Thought his name was Art until now.
No. He does art in heaven.
Oh.
But Harold is his name.
Oh.
This text from the 269 sounds like AIDS.
Oh.
I don't think it does.
I'm not sure.
We talking the 80s candy or
peanut butter AIDS?
Try a new diet pill. Let's see. I am a nurse. Tania Versicolor. All right. Nope.
Why are you so anti-Tania Versicolor?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. This text, something weird about my body is I have 3.5 kidneys.
What?
Man, share the wealth, man.
And a half. That's weird. That means you absorbed a partially formed twin.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that, but I'm sure they appreciate you telling them.
It does. That's the only explanation.
They do a kidney replacement. They don't actually replace them. They leave them in your body.
Yeah, that's probably
it. They leave them in your body. Ugh.
Yeah.
Take that thing out of there. That's gross. It don't work anyway. Like, what the heck?
Why don't they take them out?
I don't know. I ain't a doctor.
I think it's a spacing issue. I don't know.
Ask your doctor who can't. Wait, when are you going to figure out what's on your back?
I don't know. I was trying to right now, but so far it's been not as fruitful. Yeah. I've learned it's named Harold, and it might be Jesus or Interstellar.
Either way, it's Christmas themed, and we like that.
You want to come with me to my dermatology appointment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I just go in the bathroom and take a picture and then send it to you? And then you can go, by the way, doc, I don't want to show you this, but here's a photo of something when I was feeling more secure earlier.
You can, but make sure you take a picture of your back, too.
I would die if you guys actually both went to the doctor and I was like, this is my friend Greg. He needs you to look at his back, too.
Well, the thing is, it started on my back, but now it's moved to another place.
Oh, like a safety square kind of place?
Yeah.
Oh, you should probably go to a doctor.
It almost looks like that area has tail feathers, like plumage.
Like a peacock. Plumage.
Wow.
Kind of like a peacock.
Yeah, it's showing off.
Showing out. Lots of new rainbow colors.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's the United Nations of crotch now. So everything's fine.
Nice. Well,
who knows? Okay. We have all kinds of new government agencies. So the United Nations of crotch could be one of them.
It might be the next thing. It might be.
Are we still going to be part of the United Nations of crotch, or are we going to get out of that?
Probably not. Okay. Probably not.
I don't know.
The rest of the crotches aren't paying their load.
Yeah.
So, oh.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, they're not.
Use tea tree oil. What is that?
It's something hippies.
That's something
use.
Crunchy people say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, have you tried tea tree oil? I'm not saying you're wrong, just
colloidal silver or something.
I used to use tea tree oil when I would get keloids from piercings.
Okay.
And it didn't really help. It just kind of burned. And then I learned you're supposed to dilute that. You're not just supposed to put it directly on your skin. So.
Yeah, I would tell you to put witch hazel on it. But the last time I told somebody to do that, I was told that I shouldn't do that. But I put witch hazel on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Razor burn?
Yeah.
That it's like an eraser for razor burn.
It's great. Witch hazel's the best thing ever.
Does it still come in that old-timey looking bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I remember a bottle of that in a medicine cabinet when I was a kid. and thinking even back in the 80s or 90s, thinking, wow, this looks really old.
Like it's been there since 1919.
Yeah, and it has those quotes on it, like, for everything that ails you.
Yeah.
Thayer's has a picture of the little old man on it, too.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, try some witch hazel on that. And then maybe
tea tree oil.
Your gynecologist.
My gynecologist? My ob-gyn?
Yeah, your OBGYN. Give her a call.
Yeah.
Oh, I see a boy.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't think ladies should be looking into vaginas. You know, we've talked about that before. It's not natural. It's not natural. You're not going to make a baby with a lady looking in there.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.